Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burst with the Spirit of Truth Broadcast. Amen. And we are still praying. I pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change things. Amen. We are making some declarations. We are tearing down some demonic strongholds. Amen. And it's not in hooping and hollering. Amen. Praise God. To get the prayer through, but it's just general. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That we pray. Amen. Praise God with understanding. Amen. Praise God. So that people can be set, literally set free. I want to pray today about shattering of strongholds on ourselves. Amen. We don't understand that. Amen. Praise God. The enemy wants to place us in strongholds. That's one of his devices in order to keep us in bondage so that we can't get out of his way. So we need to, amen, praise God, learn how to shatter the strongholds and cast those weights off us that so easily beset us. We need to understand that, man, that thief, he come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of the things that he does, he likes to put weights up on you. Spiritual oppressions, demonic oppressions that you can't see with the natural eye. You can go out into the public and the enemy will attach itself to you. The demons will attach themselves to you. Or you can just be in your house because demons are airborne. They go everywhere. It don't matter where they go. Long as they can get hold to a human. They don't want an animal. They're not concerned with entering into animals for nothing but to use them in order to cause harm to people. But they love people, and they love to enter into people and cause harm to them. That's why we see so many plagues. We call them today sicknesses and diseases, but they're plagues been set on us. Amen, because of our sins, or we don't even have to sin, but those demons will come. Amen, and it's not like it was back in Moses' them time. They had legions of demons, but we got legions upon legions of demons that are attacking us every day. That's why Jesus said in the Word, one could put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000. And the way to do that is strictly through prayer. Amen. And he said in one segment, he said, these kinds come out by fasting and praying. A lot of us are going to have to fast and pray to get demons off of us, to get demons off our jobs, to get demons out of our family. Amen. To get demons out of our children. So, amen. Praise God. We need to understand, amen. Praise God, how to go in and tear down these strongholds. And we ask God, amen, that he would move by his Spirit today because he has given us the kingdom, amen, the keys to the kingdom of God. And whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So we got to bind up these strongholds, amen, praise God. And if we bind them up in the earth realm, they will be bound in heaven. Amen. All we have to do, amen, is speak it out of our mouth. You see, our mouth is the greatest thing that we can have that helps us in the earth. Amen. Praise God. But it is, amen, a bad thing when we don't know how to utilize it. Amen. That tongue is an unruly weapon. Amen. That mouth can bring curses or blessings. Amen. To us. So we got to know how to use our tongue. Amen. And I like tearing down Satan because he's a dog. He's scum. He stinks. Demons stink, saints. Amen. Praise God. They are ugly. They're hideous. They look like family. Amen. They'll come like familiar spirits that you can recognize. They'll even come like a sofa. Amen. Psalms tells us about sitting in the seat of the scornful. They'll come like, amen, we're sitting in a seat of, amen, praise God, of something great, and we done got hold of something in our visions and dreams that we are to sit in the seat of the scornful, being our whole demeanor and attitude change. So Satan used everything he can use against you. He'll show you a frying pan. He'll show you some eggs. Eggs in the realm, if they're whole, amen, that they have yoked you up. If they're broken, that means that God has broken that yoke off of you. So we need to understand how to deal with these things and pray. Amen. A lot of people don't teach on this because they don't know about it. A lot of people teach on it because they have become aware of their surroundings and what's been dealing with their lives. You see a person that's been oppressed all their lives, amen, we got to break that curse off of them, but you got to understand there is a demon in the heavens that reside over the area where they live. Amen. You take Missouri and Chicago and all these high crime areas, California, amen, these demons have been there for many, many years. They ancient, some of them. They've been there, and they have set up their residence there. They are, the principalities are in that area, and they will do exactly what they are assigned to do. I had a demon. I had moved to a state, and I had a demon come up in my apartment, amen, and I didn't know it was there, but it had been standing over in the corner of my apartment. Now, the apartment wasn't that old, but the demon told me, say, I've been waiting on this opportunity to attack you for over 500 years. So he had been set on assignment, and he knew that I was going to come, amen, because God is constantly birthing people into the earth realm. He's sending babies, amen, to be birthed into the earth realm. So he had waited on assignment. Amen, knowing that more people were going to come in the earth, and he was going to have to, amen, find me and destroy me. That's what he thought. But I tell you, I gave him a time of day. I mean, I beat that demon up so bad, amen, praise God, and destroyed him. I cut his head off. So we can kill spirits, amen, praise God. We can dismember them, amen, we can close their eyes for good. Amen. Praise God. So all of these, amen, this is day five, and all of these prayers are not there to be glamorous, but they're there to express, amen, and give you the word of God, amen. For God said in his word, we need to get wisdom, amen, and allow her to work for us, amen, but his people literally perish because of lack of knowledge. So many great people have gone on because Satan has taken over them. And, yes, he forces you. Amen. Once he try to get in, he'll try to get in and force you to give up the fight. But you got to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. And you got to pray. Your prayer is communication with God. So, Father God, amen, we bind up every stronghold today in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 16 and 18. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we ask the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, to cover us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And allow us to be constantly aware of the use of the blood of Jesus because, amen, it's the greatest power in the earth other than the anointing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, all of them, amen, that I'm calling out are the greatest powers in the earth realm to work for us. Wisdom is one of the greatest powers. So we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would, amen, tear down these strongholds, amen, and bind them, amen, praise God, to the cross, amen, praise God. We ask you, amen, to bind a strong man, amen, so that it will not spoil our household anymore, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, so that it won't, amen, destroy our joy, amen, our peace, our blessings, our freedom, amen, our marital and spiritual possession, amen, and amen, everything that they would try to steal because he's a thief, amen. The strong man influences over our lives, amen, our body, soul, and spirit. We ask you to loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device, amen, you may, amen, that may try to come up against us, amen. We ask you, Lord God, to destroy their patterns. They come in patterns. Some of them look, amen, like ants as small as the needle of an eye. Some of them are big as skyscrapers and even more. Amen. So we ask you to destroy those strongholds in the name of Jesus. And if we have any strongholds upon us that are unforgiving, amen, any kind of strongholds that have attached to us because of, amen, what the enemy is trying to do in reference to rejection, rejection from family members, amen, wrong attitudes, amen, thinking bad, amen, amen, praise God, amen, any kind of thoughts that, amen, we, amen, would adhere to that's of a negative, we ask you to bind up that stronghold, the stronghold of confusion, amen, praise God, of the mind, praise God. Let us have the mind of Jesus Christ, amen, and we bind and loose everything, amen, that is, amen, not of God, amen, concerning these strongholds, amen, praise God. Father God, amen, your Son Jesus and his blood is able to shatter, amen, any strongholds of unbelief, amen. And in the strongholds of wrongdoing, amen, ungodly, amen, thinking, amen, thank you, Jesus, of our attitudes, amen, and anything that would try to motivate us to do evil, amen, ask you to destroy those strongholds today in Jesus' name. And we ask you to lose those strongholds, amen, from off of us, amen, and cast them into the abyss in the name of Jesus. We ask you to loose the strongholds of unforgiveness, fear, distrust, amen, from us, amen. Amen, praise God, and loose, and amen, the powers of those demonic oppressions, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen, and we ask you to loose the stronghold of confusion, amen, those wastes that so easily beset us, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to loose those strongholds from us today, anything that's in the heart that's not right, anything that would come up on the tongue or the mouth, amen, even our hands and feet to do things that are evil, we ask you to loose those strongholds. Hold desires, amen. Any lust, amen. Emotion of the flesh, amen. We ask you to lose all generational bondages, amen, and their strongholds. To lose and any affective bondage, amen, that would cause us, amen, to make mistakes, amen, out of anger, amen. And crush and smash those strongholds, amen, of generational bondages, amen, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Don't let them come up the second time. Oh, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we have prayed the prayer of faith, amen, knowing that you are able to destroy, amen, the strongholds, amen, and their influences today, God, we won't allow the strong man to, amen, overtake us anymore because we now have the keys to the kingdom of, amen, heaven, and whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, amen, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, we bind up the strongholds of the marriages. We bind up the strongholds that try to destroy the children. We bind up the strongholds that try to destroy the jobs. We bind up the strongholds that try to literally influence us in any negativity. And we ask you, Lord God, to pull down those principalities and destroy them in Jesus' name. We serve Satan. Notice that he is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Now, Father God, I give you glory today, all the honor and all the praise. This is day 5. I will speak to you on tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For we must pray and fast. And while I'm praying, I am also fasting. Amen. For everyone, amen, that's included, praise God. Amen. That we will see a change. Praise God. Amen. By God's manifestation and his glory. Amen. He is a supernatural God. We must walk in the supernatural. Have a wonderful day. And keep it in mind. Our tongue, amen, and our mouth, amen, will cause us to go in good directions to follow Jesus or cause us to follow Satan, amen, by what we speak out of our mouth, amen. There's life and death in the tongue. Praise God.